Disha Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, March 26th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Dengue fever has struck the predominantly Muslim nation of Indonesia. Compassion International helps sponsor children there. Compassion's Rebecca Harcherik says 35,000 cases had been reported. 60 of their children have been hit. 2 children died. Compassion is helping with treatment and education. Harcherik says they're doing something even more important.
The staff that work with children receive training, and they are Christians themselves, so they would definitely use this as an opportunity to share God's love and His mercy and inspire them in that sense.
Next, global advance teams are readying themselves for a marathon. 2004 is a year for strategy, training, and pacing. GAM President David Shibley says they provide on-site training for needy pastors and church leaders in underdeveloped nations. For many, the integrity of their faith marks the pastors for persecution and hardship, but that may fuel a growing sense of purpose.
We have seen a tremendous move of God's Spirit in almost every one of our conferences. There seems to be a hunger level among pastors higher than it has ever been, at least in our 14-year experience. We sense a holy momentum.
And Crossroad Bible Institute's Spanish program is growing by leaps and bounds. Since the program's launch in 2002, the number of active Spanish students has increased to over 700 and the number of Spanish instructors to over 100. CBI helps the church reach prisoners everywhere, preparing them for reentry with the truth of God's Word and the love of God's people. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.